Be patient. There will be no more pains or sorrows, only peace and rejoicing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the Gaudete Sunday. On this Sunday of Advent, the Holy Mother Church invites us to a brief moment of joy and refreshment. The Church says to us today, Gaudete in Domino Semper. Rejoice in the Lord always. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. The term Gaudete means to rejoice. So to express our joy in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior into our hearts and lives, we light the rose candle in the Advent wreath. And the liturgical color for this Sunday is rose as a symbol of a joyful mood. As you can see, I'm wearing rose and the deacon is also wearing rose. We have flowers at the altar today. Even those who read the readings of today, and I can see many of us in bright colors. All this symbolizes joyful mood of today. Therefore, Gaudete Sunday is a time in our Advent journey when we must brighten our mood with a smile of joy. Yes, we are called to rejoice this Sunday because we are getting close to the fulfillment of God's promise. Gaudete Sunday is a moment of spiritual refreshment in our journey this Advent. Hence, through this Eucharist we are celebrating now, the sacrament of charity, we are moved to joy, peace, and mercy. And this gift of the Lord will actually enable us to respond in the right way to what God is doing in us. So in the first reading of this Sunday, the prophet Isaiah exhorts us to be joyful because God is coming to save us, his people. He says to us, courage, do not be afraid. Look, your God is coming. Being a generous God, our God will come with many gifts. He is the real Father Christmas per excellence. Hence, the prophet gives us an idea of what God, our Lord, will bring and what he will do when he comes. For he says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unsealed, and those the Lord has ransomed shall return. He went on, the desert and the parched lands will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the cedars. It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. And most importantly is the joy that will accompany the Lord's coming. Therefore, the joy that fills our hearts today is only a foretaste of what we shall experience when the Word is finally made flesh and the fullness of God's mystery and glory is revealed. So, my dear brothers and sisters, the strength we need to complete our journey this season of Advent comes from the joy of this beautiful Sunday. In the second reading, James encourages us, be patient, brothers and sisters, until the Lord comes. Do not lose heart, because the Lord's coming will be soon. In our journey of hope this season, patience is a crucial word. These two, patience and hope, works together to produce joy which keeps us moving till the end. Therefore, as we prepare for the Lord's coming, let us ask God to grant us the patience we need for the rest of the journey this Advent season. We must assure ourselves, like an athlete, that we can do it and that we shall get to the end. With patience and hope, we will meet the Lord Jesus Christ, whose coming will bring us joy. In today's gospel reading, Jesus' works and actions were so unique that they elicited a joyful response from the people. There was joy in the land. He fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah to the extent that even John the Baptist heard what he was doing from the prison. Hence, Jesus told the disciples of John, whom he sent to Jesus, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the good news is proclaimed to the poor." These are the works of the Lord's mercy, which directly corresponds to the Lord's promise would come from disobedience. If we read Deuteronomy 28, verse 20 to 23. He has mercy. He does the work of mercy because he is full of charity. If we sincerely, my dear brothers and sisters, receive Christ into our lives when he comes, he shall fill us with our expectations by making us see again spiritually, making us walk again in righteousness, and hear and pay attention to his words. Therefore, this calls for joy this Sunday. My dear people of God, the same thing he says to the disciples of John, Jesus is telling each and every one of us today. He have offered us. I offered you my charity and salvation, and you are joyful. Go and tell others what you have heard and seen. In this aspect, the Blessed Virgin Mary is an exemplar of charity. Because of charity, her heart was perfectly disposed to being moved by the will of God. Mary is the central figure in the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. In those moments, we see her joy when receiving the angel Gabriel's message. We see her steadfast peace in pondering the words of Simeon and Anna in her heart. She never stopped. She showed mercy in traveling to help her cousin Elizabeth in her pregnancy, and the concern she showed for the bride and groom at the wedding of Cana when their wine was finished. Mary's disposition and charity allowed her to be moved by God to advance his plan at every moment of her life. Hence, when we have charity, we are moved to joy, peace, mercy, or charity. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, I ask us today, how are we moved? God has done everything he can do for us. Do we look around? Therefore, as we rejoice at the thought that Jesus is coming to be reborn in our lives, deepening in us his gift of mercy, love, forgiveness, the spirit of humble and sacrificial service this Christmas season, let us joyfully share God's bountiful grace, forgiveness, mercy, and above all, his charity with others. Mary never kept the charity that God offered her. She was moved to offer the same thing, mercy, forgiveness, caring, helping others. And that is what is expected of each and every one of us. At the Feast of Immaculate Conception, I said that every good mother or parents wants their children to behave like them. Mary is calling each and every one of us today. Jesus has offered us his salvation, and today, joy. It is not meant to be kept. The Bible tells us nobody lights a lamp and covers it with a bushel. It is meant to enlighten the room for others to see. And he says, let your light shine so that others may see and glorify your Father in heaven. At the beginning of Advent, I said, many of us who celebrated Advent last year are not alive today. God has offered us another charity of life. We are living today not because we are too righteous, not out of our own making or merit, but God's gift. What are we doing with those gifts? Hatred, unforgiveness in our families, community, division in our country that is almost 90% Christians. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, what Jesus commanded the disciples of John, he is commanding us today to do. Go and tell others what you have heard and seen. Share the charity I have given to you. Hence, he says to us, in the Holy Eucharist we are celebrating today, which is the highest act of charity, do this in memory of me. This means that we have to share with others our experience of the rebirth of Jesus within our hearts. So on this Sunday, the church allows us to glimpse the kingdom's joy. Therefore, let us rejoice and be refreshed while mindful of the rest of the journey ahead of us this Advent. The church says to us today, as Nehemiah once says to his people in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, go and enjoy choice food, sweet drinks. This day is sacred to the Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. My dear people of God, the joy of the Lord is our strength, for we cannot do it alone. So may we pray in this holy mass that God continue to sustain us, sustain this joy he has put in our heart today for us to be able to see him, and may that joy continue to spread within our society, our family, and our entire country and the whole world through Christ our Lord.